Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, but the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows and every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, we have our being. How you doing out there? How is it going right now for you, wherever it is that God has you, and whatever it is that He has you doing? As you lead and you follow the leading, you lead others, because others are going to be looking to you because you have truth and you follow the way, the truth, and the life. But you follow the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And in following the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, God will navigate you through these times. You know, the people of God have been learning more and more that level of trust, that level that goes beyond the temporal mind, the temporal thinking, the ways that seem right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The natural thinking that the world indoctrinates people into, which incidentally hasn't worked out very well for people, that kind of went the way of mind and followed and went along to get along, that's not really working out so great at this point. So it's a good time for the people that have looked to and chosen to follow God in the realm of the Spirit, and to follow the way that He teaches and the way that He instructs. And, you know, the way that He instructs, well, there's a lot of things that apply to the situations that are going on around us right now. Don't be anxious about anything, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. So if you're anxious about anything, take it to God, hand it over to Him. Don't worry, Matthew 6, don't worry about the morrow, for sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. There's plenty of evil going on for the day, so you don't have to worry about, don't be worried about all these other things. Just, you know, you trust God, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, God will take care of your needs, and God will take care of that which goes on around you and that which is important to you. God will undertake for that, because your priorities will become and will come into line with His priorities as you seek first the kingdom. He transforms you into His image and His likeness. Things change. So, you know, another one that's there. There are a lot of people wrapped up in so much fear right now. My gosh. Whereas the scriptures say that perfect love drives out all fear. So when you're walking with Christ and when you are allowing the inflow of the Holy Spirit into your life, that is going to drive out and push out of you the fear that the world works so hard to put into you. You know, the world works so hard to keep you in a base mindset, a base reality, a base thought process. And fear is very, very important to them in order to keep you distracted from the things of God, to keep you distracted from the Spirit of God. Because the people of God, we're not a fear-based people. We're Spirit-led people. And this is why it was such a buzzkill for them to kill the Christians in something like the by throwing them to the lions, for example. Because a typical person of the world getting thrown to the lions would just be terrorized, and they would feed off of that. But when a follower of Christ would go in, they go right in. You know, they would die with a smile on their face. They would be praying for the people that persecute them, and be praying for God to be merciful to the very ones that are trying to kill them or are killing them, like Stephen did in Acts chapter 7. Praying for the ones that are throwing the stones to kill him. So we're a different group of people, and because of that, when they when they do the things that they do to us, we don't respond the way that the world does. And that actually terrifies them. That actually it short circuits how they do things. And it also is a witness to the fact that there is a God. There is another way. just your different response is a witness that there is another way. And that other way, it's important that people see and know that, because it brings a testimony that helps to establish something that's necessary for the eternal witness that we are. But it is a challenging time. You know, it's a challenging time for people all over the world. But as you trust God and as you look to Him, He's going to show you the way through these challenging times, and new things will open up. New things will open up. So, you know, I think as this whole thing has drug on, and as we've gone forward, it's been amazing to see, you know, how people have really, I mean, people that have kind of gone that way of the world, how this whole thing affects them, and how in the process of things kind of falling apart, how it doesn't compute, because they did the stuff the world told them to do, and but now their companies are gone, now their jobs are gone, now their mobility's gone, now their options are gone. And you know, we do hope and pray that this thing wraps up soon, and but at the same time too, we pray, Lord, Your will be done. But would people remember? You know, if things stopped, you know, and they just cleared out, and this whole game and this whole manipulation was cleared out, and people had the option to go back to whatever it was they were doing before, would they remember? And would they remember the lessons that they learned during this time? Would they remember God's faithfulness? Would they remember that God intervened to even give them that second chance? Would they just go right back to that life that they had before, that way that they did everything before, that complete just callous nature they had towards God and the things of God? You know, just sometimes it's amazing that God puts up with His creation like this and gives us more space and more time, because you know, it's definitely the mercy of God, because it's not something that we deserve. You know, what we deserve as a creation is death. You know, and that's what people deserve, is to be cut off from the living God. So thank God for the mercy of God. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that gives us that access and that gives us that connection. Oh, man. Yeah, with the things that are going on, you know, I do some reading on things that are happening, and the geopolitical stuff and all the games being played around COVID-19 and the rest of it. But it's interesting, whenever I get on these talks, and I may have some things that are in my mind to discuss when I start these, but it's always the case that God just sort of takes over and has something else to say, has something else to talk about. And, you know, I'm always encouraged by that, because I know in my own mind there's so many things that I would probably be talking about. But, you know, God wants to keep His people on track with the things that are important. Because, you know, I could absolutely go into geopolitical things and, you know, a lot of different thoughts and a lot of different analysis and the rest of it. But, and I know you guys get that from different places too, which is great. Because it's good to be aware but not distracted. That's what God did tell us as one of His instructions. We're supposed to be aware but not distracted. You do want to be aware of what's going on, but don't let it capture your mind space. Don't let that become a distraction and a hindrance. So we're aware, but we're not distracted. And but I think, you know, part of our at least what we've been doing is really just bringing it back to consistently to basics that we need to remember. And you know what? Something happens. I think so often we do end up forgetting the basics. You know, one reason why sports teams, for example, practice so much, or say like military does a lot of drills, or see, even the lifeguards, you know, they'll do like in-service drills. Why? Why do people do these kind of things? Well, one reason is that when you drill, you something that is something you have to think about becomes second nature. Becomes something that it's just something that you do because you've practiced it. You've got muscle memory involved. You're comfortable, and you know. So that's why, too. Also, like, you know, under a perfect circumstance, a perfect situation, you can have this great execution. But when you're put in the press, things start to slip a bit because of heightened emotions, and you've got, you know, sweaty palms and your dryness in your throat. But it's that practice that you've had and that application that you've had, which is going to come back to you, and you're still going to have a pretty good execution of that with what you do. So whether it's the athlete that's training for a race, or whether it's somebody that's learned maybe to that's in law enforcement, they've learned to discharge a firearm, but now they're put in a hostile situation, and now it's real, and they need to be accurate. Well, you know, like it's you know, when you're in the actual challenge, you'll always see that, you know, it's there's going to be a lot of differences between that practice in a stale, stagnant, optimal environment and the real world situation where with whatever it is that you're trying to do. So, you know, God puts his people through some things. And for those of you that have been walking with God, he's put you through trials and tests and tribulation. And in those processes of going through all that, you've learned his voice. You know his way. You know how he speaks to you. You know that he's going to be faithful to you. You know that he's going to carry you through. You know things. And there's aspects to who you are that are just built into your character and your nature that have very little to do with man's own design and planning and thinking, but more of just the way that God's built steel into your backbone and and experiences that you can draw on that give you a wealth right now of of something that you can pull on in a difficult time, because you've already been through some stuff. What did David say when? he wanted to go out and fight Goliath, and they were saying, "No, you can't do it. You're just a boy." He said, "Look, you know, when I tended the sheep, there was a bear, there was a lion. You know, I dealt with both of those, and you know, this uncircumcised Philistine won't be any different." He knew the one that he believed, and he'd been through some things before that allowed him to draw on that into the present situation that he was facing. So if you've been through some things before with God, you can draw on those into whatever it is that you're facing going forward, and you can reference those because you've seen God be faithful in times past, and he'll continue to be faithful in times going forward. So, you know, as long as you are willing to just let go of whatever expectations you may have, and whatever things that you're trying to do or accomplish in the world, just put those to the side and just receive what God has for you. In the process of receiving what God has for you, He knows what it is that you want. He knows what it is that you like and all of that. But leave that at His feet as well. And don't let those things be a snare and a hindrance. Instead, just you go with the experiences that you've had with God before and the way that you trust Him and that you know Him, and let Him carry you in and through what's on the horizon. And when you see things coming up on the horizon, take heart, because God has prepared you where no one else is prepared. You're prepared in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind to step forward and be a blessing and a help and a support to the people that need you. And they need you to be who God made you to be, because in that happening, it makes the difference. They need you to speak truth, because in that happening, things change. Things change when you speak the truth. Things change when you draw attention to the uncomfortable things, but that which is real. You know, things change when you have these kind of conversations. When you ponder the word, things change. So, God is with His people. God is shifting things. Ours is not to be worried in any way, shape, or form. If you are worried, just take it before the Father and trust Him. He's already given us that instruction. He's got you. Don't be anxious about anything, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. Remember that perfect love drives out all fear. So in any kind of fear that you're feeling, just let the love of God flow in through your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul. Remember the kind of things that God was telling us when we were starting 20 on 20. You got to ride that wave. Ride the wave. Be aware but not distracted. Keep your eyes on Jesus. God is in control, you guys. We love you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. All right. Bye.